So very important, because the isolation of the world is there. But as empaths, if we just keep feeling isolation in the and pulling in and trying to help solve that, we need to shine our light. We need to raise that vibration, not perpetuate it. But winter is good, so I'm not saying we don't need that. But with spring, our spirit starts to open. Summer, it's all the way open. Fall, it starts to pull back in, and by winter, we're back in.
Hello and welcome to the Intuitive Women Podcast. My name is Tina Conroy. I am so grateful you are here. As a professional intuitive medium, Reiki master, and yoga teacher, my intention is to explore intuition so you can gain clarity, confidence, and trust in your inner wisdom. I honor your spiritual growth. Thank you for listening. Hi, Terry. Welcome back to the Intuitive Woman Podcast. How are you today?
Hi, Tina. I'm pretty good. It's always a pleasure to be here. I love chatting with you. So thank you for having me back.
Always. I feel like this is just sharing our conversation out into the world because we have each other as spiritual running buddies and we can speak to each other, but now we can share and you can share insights to more people. So let's just start there. What is going on in the universe? Give us a little forecast, energy forecast of where you see yourself. And there's so many of us in this darkness of winter or this hold. Maybe you can bring some light to that and see where we are.
Yeah, I hear you. So, you know, there is a lot of chaos in the world right now. This part of winter, we can feel the isolation. We can feel the loneliness. We can feel all of that. And sometimes it just like wants to push us deeper within. But you know, winter has its value because it does pull us in. The spirit goes in the deepest during winter, right? And so when we're deep within that womb, it's almost like a big cocoon or a big blanket on top of us. We do a lot of processing of energy. Now, part of the processing continues to occur as we open up to the new season, but many times we have that resistance. So we're feeling like we're in this cocoon all by ourselves, and then we take it into the real world. I'm in my life all by myself. I don't have anybody to talk to. I'm lonely. All these deep feelings are hitting at me, and our emotional body gets really big. So a lot of people are feeling this right now. And this season in Ayurvedic yoga, we teach that, you know, this is one of the hardest seasons to come out because we are the deepest. So even though the light is returning, the days are getting longer, I know where I am, there are lots of signs of spring, we still may have a little bit of that feeling of like, when I'm in my cocoon, but it's so warm in here. Yet I want to come out. No, I want to stay. No, I want to come out. I mean, you might feel this, like, you know, you want to go outside, you know, you want to do it, but you're kind of stuck in the patterns. Right? Take off a sweater? No way. You know, not wear heavy socks? No way. Right? But on the other hand, the spirit is like, you know, the soul work is going through and your spirit is opening up to what has all this been about? I know for myself, winter has been one of the hardest in terms of deep spiritual work, but I think it's been my biggest growth yet. If I compared it to like last winter, I perpetuated some bad habits, staying up too late, binge watching TV, drinking a little wine at night. This winter, I'm like, no, this dream time is important. I've increased my sleep. I've tried to get more time. I've tried to go into my sleep a bit better so that I can process on the inside. And I do feel stronger already. And I do recognize, what are those emotions? Are these mine? Are these someone else's? Am I bringing in for humanity? We've had this conversation many times. Like, Tina, help. I'm bringing in all the, like, in COVID, fear of the world. I know this isn't all mine. And you actually really helped me realize, like, wait a minute, Tara, you're channeling from the universe, which, you know I channel, but I didn't really start to think, like, oh, maybe I am bringing in humanity's gifts right now, like, really understanding, I'm going to say gifts, but the universal message. And that was really opening for me to recognize, okay, I also have to protect myself in my dream time. Right? I am empathic. I am bringing in other people's energy. So even though I know it, the awareness is really, really key. And right now, we may not recognize all that we're bringing in our little cocoon, in our little cave right now, as we're starting to awaken. So here we are, we've been deep, now we're starting to awaken, and there's so much chaos in the world. Yeah, we're in a political year. We've got all that underlying energy going on. We've got all the energy in the Middle East and Ukraine, all of this energy. And even though we may not deal with it on a daily basis, it's still there. So recognizing, okay, let me recognize my energy. What is the world's energy? And then for me, it's like, what are my clients' energies? What's my family's energy? And that's really important. As an empath, it's one of the most important things we can do.
You know, you really nailed like how I've been feeling. I just said the other day, I feel like I go to work and then I sit on the couch. That's not really true, but it's working. And then I come home and I like to read a book. I like to stay still. I like to snuggle. My morning routine is three different devotional passages, a little bit of meditation and journaling under a blanket with a cup of coffee. You know, and the thought of putting on a jacket and taking a brisk walk is very unappealing. So it's a forcing. I know I should. I know it would be good for me. I know that once I do it, I won't regret it. But I'm stuck in that little cocoon. I'm stuck in that little cocoon. And I do see signs of spring in New York. There's a little bit coming. There are little buds. But it still feels so far off sometimes. So then I get into that like isolation. I feel so alone. We spoke about this the other day. You just feel, and it's a weird feeling of feeling alone because I don't live alone. I'm with people. I see clients. I go to an office. I, you know, Zoom. We all like what's alone, right? And I actually like alone time. There's a difference of being lonely and alone, right? But you're right. It's at this feeling of this growth and winter and then knowing that there's something more. But I do feel you, and I love the way you put it, that winter is really an opportunity for some deep growth. So that's beautiful. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it is generational energy. We talk to our ancestors. And you know, if you think about your ancestors, they struggled. And so they do bring us messages and we honor their messages, but we're in a different place. We don't have the same struggles. We're not fighting the tigers. We got our own tigers, but we're not fighting those tigers. So we have to recognize, okay, thank you. Thank you for the wisdom. This is what I carry in my DNA, but now I really want to choose to live differently. Like I know for me, my ancestral energy, they bring in a lot of like the worry and the guilt and the fear. It's like, okay, wait, I don't need that. Thank you. You know, there was a lot of survival energy. One side was farmers. The other side came Ashkenazic, right? And so it's like, okay, where's Terry in this present life? What can I learn from that? And how can I turn that around and now help create a new path and also break up some of the patterns, right? And I can hear it. I can see my work. And then through my sisters and stuff, I can see like, oh, there's that pattern. Okay, there's that. I don't want to carry this. I want to break through. And so then we have to kind of humor ourselves. Right. And start to break through. But I did want to address that idea because in winter, we are in that cave. So we are creating an isolation, but it's for growth. Now, what happens, especially for our sensitive people, our intuitive people, our sensitive people, our empaths, is that then it connects with the isolation in the world because there are a lot of people that do feel isolation, that are alone, that are by themselves. And COVID created a lot of that. And I know we're back out in the world. Now people are getting COVID again. But there is still an underlying subtle emotional energy of that isolation and loneliness. This is why it's really important to start recognizing what is your energy and what's not. And an empath's aura is very different, right? It is. It's very different than the average person, right? So for my work and my teaching and everything, what I notice is empath's energies are all wide open. Nobody has ever helped anybody feel the edges. Some of this comes through my pranic healing training, feeling the energy fields. But most people aren't aware. They're just out there doing what they always did and just like, okay, what's going to happen next? Most empaths start with something at home, right? Some kind of bullying, some kind of dysfunction in the home. And so their energy is wide open. Nobody ever teaches them how to bring it in. So very important because the isolation of the world is there. But as empaths, if we just keep feeling isolation and pulling in and trying to help solve that, we need to shine our light. We need to raise that vibration, not perpetuate it. But winter is good. So I'm not saying we don't need that. But with spring, our spirit starts to open. Summer, it's all the way open. Fall, it starts to pull back in. And by winter, we're back in. This is that natural progression of our soul and how we learn and how we grow. I work in seasons. I always have. I love the seasons. That said, that past life energy, the family structure there. I mean, and through my mother's family, they're just Native American. And I've never called myself a shaman, but I know I channel that energy. And I know in a past life I've done this. So I allow that just to come through. That's how I like to learn. That's how I like to grow, be with Mother Earth. So if we honor, we honor that we've been in our little cave, and then we start to do little steps to start to awaken it and come out of it. And it doesn't have to be big. You don't have to go right to the bathing suits, right? You can maybe just change the, thickness of your socks or pull off a sweater or just step outside for a minute, right? And so we start to do this and start to open up. I know I got inspired because I'm moving around a little garden. All of a sudden I have a little project outside. Instead of like, oh my God, it's so overwhelming. Like, oh, a little project. Okay, let me wake up, go check on it. Let me get outside, go check on it. So these little things can help inspire us to open up, right?
I love that.
And that's what we do.
Yeah. And you know what? The other part of it, this anticipation of the spring is such a encouraging energy, right? So as you're speaking and, the sitting and the being in the cocoon, there's also the anticipation and the excitement and exhilaration of something new, right? The other thing, and tell me if you think I'm wrong, if you feel this too. I feel the energy, especially in my clients, they're looking for something new. They're looking to do something new or maybe try a new course or, it's this newness again, this birthing again, right? This within. So I've had a lot of people come up to me and ask about different things that they can do to, even self-improvement or start a meditation practice. And this is where you come in so greatly because your programs that you always you do this with so authenticity. The programs that you put out in the world are things that you're feeling, that you see, so it's matching, right? You're not just throwing things, spaghetti to the wall. You're seeing things that are really pertinent in the time because this the program that you're launching and that you're working into a program with people, and I call it a program, but it's really like a life. Right, like a life energy and allowing us to go deeper is really matching that, right? And you're very consistent with how you feel, being authentic to the season, being authentic to what's going on in the energies, and then just kind of matching that. And I've been privileged to see you work and see you teach and be in some of your programs, which have been amazing. And I know this, let's share a little bit about that because I think there's a lot of people right now grasping, wanting, taking another step, going a little bit deeper. Yes, maybe deeper to learn about themselves to take that next step forward and however that looks. So share a little bit of that because I think that's so important to give people some direction if need be.
Yeah, thank you, Tina. And yeah, if you know me, I do share. I share by my experiences because I think they are teaching moments, right? And I'm not perfect. If you're looking for a perfect teacher, that is not me because I keep growing and I keep learning and I keep uncovering. And then I see, like, I just saw how working in this ancestral energy broke up a pattern. I had a text come in from my brother. It broke up a pattern of 2.5 years of generational energy that went 5 generations. It was not easy for me, but I did break it up. I brought it forward, stayed strong. There was some resistance of letting it go, but I stayed strong in my belief, and then the pattern broke. And now there's this huge amount of freedom coming forward, and that's generational energy of the winter. And so now, as I work in the medicine world, I work with Mother Earth. She's my biggest teacher. We move to the direction of the east is how I teach in the spring. It's where the sun rises every single day. So we open the door to that newness that you're talking about. And we ask, okay, so winter, what did you teach me? Winter, what are those deep emotions, subtle emotions, especially that I need to really process as I go into the spring? We don't want to carry the unprocessed emotions with us, which is also why I think this time is of year. This type of the, where we are in the season is what I'm trying to say. It's hard because We have to now process. So all that beautiful sitting and being quiet and being still and bringing up the deep part, we have to process. And sometimes that's what people don't want to do. But through the energy work, you and I both know this, through the energy work, it's so much easier. We work in the subtle body. We feel the emotions. We breathe into it. We ask questions. We call in our guides, what's going on? And then we start to recognize all those threads, right? What is that connection that keeps you stuck? Because then we process it, we breathe through it, and then now we have this new energy. We want to set those new pathways. But it is a process, right? So that awareness. So that's kind of where I am and working with the medicine woman. It's teaching me each season has something to say. So spring is where I begin again. I just finished my winter course, the soul work, reading your Akashic records, and it was an advanced course. It was a course that you couldn't just come into if you didn't have any understanding of your intuition, your aura, your chakras, your guide. You did need some. So now here I am back at spring, which is that new beginning. So I start again. I start again and I teach the very basics. So even if you've had Reiki, even if you've had crystal work, sometimes you still don't quite feel the energy. You might feel the wave of Reiki, but you don't really understand your aura. We all talk about chakras, but our auric field for an empath is so important. Right? It's kind of like what I was saying, like, I didn't realize I was channeling. My aura was opening up at night and pulling all that fear in. I didn't realize that's how powerful our aura is. So we have to really get an understanding of what is that auric field? What is our energy body telling us? So if we keep going around and we have isolation, we come out into the world, we pick up on the other isolation, we have all this isolation. But once we start to learn about the aura, we start to pull our energy in, we have a better understanding of what is our energy. And once we understand that, guess what grows? Our intuition grows. We build the confidence, we can understand it. But if everybody's energy coming in, I don't know, I don't trust it, I'm not sure, is this ego? And then we're already getting into the logical mind and talking ourselves out of it. But this is kind of the first step that we all need. Yeah.
Yeah,
And it can be very
absolutely.
powerful. Once we start to learn about the subtle body, the subtle energies, what are our sensitivities? We all have different empathic abilities too, right? We can be
Yeah.
sensitive to, plants. We can be sensitive to the universe. We can be sensitive to feeling energy, feeling sickness. I feel pain. I feel people's pain. Yeah. I feel people's pain. So now it's learning to how do I work with what I'm feeling, recognizing it's not my pain, and how then can I help best? And so once I learned that, I remember Tina, you and I were together. We went to an angel, Doreen Virtue. We met Marie and her
That's
son.
right.
And I
That's
did a
right.
meditation.
Oh my
Do
gosh.
you remember the meditation where they were going to bring in your clair? And I remember going into the
Yes.
meditation thinking, oh, I know what I am. Boy, was I wrong. I thought I had the feeling, but that was my empath energy. So I learned, no, I can see I'm clairvoyant. I'll never forget that. That was big for me. And I still didn't quite understand empath, but that's where I started learning. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was a long time ago. You just brought me back.
I know, I remember driving, I remember.
I
Yeah, we
love
did.
that. New Jersey for a couple of days. We're talking about a training that we did or a 3-day event that we did with
Angels.
Charles Virtue, which is Doreen Virtue's son, and Tina Bertoli, who's a good friend of ours, is still doing the beautiful work that she's doing. And all about the angels. All about the
Reading
angels.
angel cards,
Reading the angel.
remember?
Right,
Yeah.
right,
Elm Sweet
right.
Home.
I just on a side note, I have so many decks of cards and so many Doreen Virtue cards. I have about 20 decks and I love them all. They all have good things. And then I started getting this message like pass them on. And I had a client and you probably have this card too. It was Angel Therapy, I think. And she said, oh, I love these cards. I said, oh, here you go. Like kind of like passing it on, passing the baton, right? And share a little bit about you said you had your program. It was a little advanced, but now as you're moving into this work, what does that look like
Yeah.
for people?
It starts with the spring and it's called the radiant light. And it helps you to understand the very basics of working in the subtle energy fields. So we are going to feel what that feels like. We're going to set our energy boundaries. We're going to talk about the empath energy. That's first and foremost. And we're going to actually, you know, it's through the breath and through imagination, intuition, but we're going to define the auras that we have, right? For me, I remember when I was first studying chronic healing, like I kept telling the teacher, I don't feel. We do this thing where you feel the energy. I couldn't feel. And he kept saying, just do it. And I couldn't feel it. Just do it. Just do it. It took me years in my own practice to recognize, you know why I don't feel it? Because my energy is wide open. Once I started controlling my energy, pulling it in, then I could start to feel everybody else's. But this is sometimes that missing part of people not understanding the subtle body and their energy, right? And so this is where we start. I help you build a method that's going to help you get that process going. And it also will help you set up your practice. So if you've gotten away from your practice, you don't have a spiritual practice. And I always say like, you know, it's a 20-minute practice. If you only have five, that's fine. But this will help you build your practice every day and start to open up your energy fields, work with what that feels like. Then we start training intuition. We start working through the clairs and really opening up, because I like to work with all of them. Yes, we may have one main one. Like I say, okay, I call myself a clairvoyant, but I have them all. I use them all. I get different messages at different times. Right. And so, well, you do too, you know, doing mediumship, you know, you open up to the smells and to the taste and to the sensations. Right. And I like to call it synesthesia. By the time we get to the Akashic Records, it's synesthesia. All of them are coming in. So I may say, like, visualize a red rose. Well, what does the red feel like? What does it smell like? So we're starting to really open up. So this is where we start at the very basic. Because again, part of my goal is to continue working all the way through so that through the Akashic Records, which I have had such a fascinating understanding. You know, I did a Reiki Rays interview with them for their summit about using Reiki in the Akashic Records, but it's really using all the tools. And when we work in the higher realms, there's no judgment. We just see what our soul is doing. And now we're trusting and we're loving because there's no judgment. How can you judge yourself what happened 20, you know, however odd hundreds of years ago? You're seeing the ability of your soul to learn. So I do most of my sessions now through the Akashic Records, right? Through working with that, taking them into the higher realms of possibility. But in order for you to be able to go there, you still have to develop a trust. You have to recognize what's your energy. You have to get to where you know this to be true. Like, you're not just, oh, I'm making it up, right? That kind of stuff. So this is where we start. We have to start somewhere. So I start in this, right? When we're opening back up, let's learn about this. Let's understand, is this my isolation or your isolation? Is this my feeling fear? Is this the world's feeling fear? Am I in chaos or the world? Sometimes it crosses over. Okay, right? But we need to recognize first and foremost the ability of our subtle body, our subtle energy, right?
Yeah.
And then the other tools come in. They all come in.
I love
right?
that.
And so that's kind of what I'm offering. I do have a master class, which I am going to talk about the aura of an empath. It is different. And it's a good opportunity to come in the master class. You can learn. You can also see how I teach, right? You never know, or coming into a new teacher or something, right? And so that is open for everybody just to see, does this work for you? Do you like it? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Would you like to learn more about your aura? Would you like to learn more about your empath energy? Through my years, this isn't where I started talking about empath energy because I didn't understand it. But through my years of working with clients, working in my own energy, this is like really important understanding what an empath is. I was married to a narcissistic person. So empath and narcissists don't go together. If they do, it's very hard. So this is where my experience comes from. Part of it real life, part of it training, part of it just deeper and deeper and deeper. And then seeing results. Seeing how people's intuition grows once they understand this. But once, if they don't get this part, there's still a little bit of an instability, too much energy coming in.
Yeah. And I think sometimes people want to know or learn about intuition, but they don't do this piece. They don't do this piece. And that's okay. Maybe they need to come back around, right? How many people, and even for me, like when I was, you know, you find your way and you course correct, or you go, oh, wait, I need to go back to that or go deeper in this. You know, it was really interesting when you were speaking about pranic healing. I haven't done as many levels as you, but I remember learning the pranic healing and moving through the levels, like my hands, I believe, if I'm confusing probably pranic healing and something else, but as I moved through and I was supposed to feel, and I had a hard time, I felt more closer to the body I can't remember, but I remember really processing and then getting in my head about it. And then it took a long time for me to understand what was my energy, what's not my energy, what's the other person's energy, and then, you know, how I feel it and how I process it, right? Does it feel sludgy? Does it feel heavy? Does it feel whatever, you know? But it's so important because I think there's so many people that, again, I want to learn intuition. I want this over here, but they need to learn what you're saying or get an idea of what you're saying about that auric and the empath and so forth. And then it can get and grow from there.
And you'll probably agree with me. Most people will have that little doubt of their intuition. Am I making it up?
Yeah.
I don't trust it. And this is why. Because when there's too much energy coming in, there's an instability in the body. So we can't figure out that hell yes, because we're unsure of where did this energy come in from?
Right.
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 And if you're used to picking up energy, and there's so many ways, and we'll go through all of it, right? Like maybe, for instance, you go to work and you're feeling just really great. You're feeling fantastic. You know, you've done your energy work for the day. You go into the office and you happen to have the popular office. Everybody comes in. Everybody likes to come check in with you. And they're telling you everything that's happened to them and what's going on. Essentially, they're dumping their energy. They leave you feeling great. And all of a sudden you go, 10 o'clock, what happened to me? You feel like Sally's stress and the weight of the world. And how is she going to do it? And you've got all this excess energy. You've just sucked it all in. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I used to do this in Long Island in the factory, the jewelry factory. That's what happened with me. That's when I first started working with Reiki. I'm going feeling great. And all of a sudden, it's like 10 o'clock. Like, what is wrong? Everybody's problems. All of a sudden, I'm just attracting and picking up and saying hello. I used to move all around the factory and do everything. And like, oh my gosh. Then I'd go to my car at lunch and run my energy and I'd come back in focused again. By the end of the day, that's when I started learning something's going on here. What am I picking up? I didn't know this then.
Yeah. Well, I get that a lot. You know, a lot of people are like, how can I protect my energy? How can I, you know, not take on this person or take that person? And everything you said, yes. And I also say it's your responsibility also, right? Like it's not the other person's fault that they're doing that. You need to put the boundaries in place. You need personal hygiene. You need energy hygiene. And so if you choose to also take it in, like, what do you, you know what I mean? Like there's a part of, you know, so many clients, it's sort of that victim mode, like, well, it's that person and they're in a bad mood or they do this or they do that. And I'm like, whoa, 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 hold on. You know, like, where are you? Where am I? And then what are you responsible for? So if you want to keep taking on their crap, you can keep doing it. But do you choose to do that? Because this is your fault, you know, like, and they're like, what? Like, no, it's my sister-in-law's fault. And when I say fault, but you have a responsibility
that's
to
right.
take
That's
it.
some energy. Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a hard
I love
concept.
It. And this is the first step. I will say by the time we get to the fall, I have a class that comes right in called Monetize Your Energy. And that's when we stop the energy drains. We really start to figure out where that's coming from because sometimes we have a vested interest. Like the example I was using, like Susie, she wanted to be popular. She wanted to be liked. And so that was her way of doing it, but it was at her expense. So first we have to identify what we're doing. First we have to understand the energy fields and then we work to really stopping those energy drains. So that's why I am trying to put it all together and create just a nice long year program. So that's, you know, you'll have the option if you're interested, you'll see, you can reach out, whatever. You can come to the masterclass. I'll explain not only the aura of an empath, but also how I like to work because these tools do build and we can't, like you just said, we can't just jump to the end. We can't just jump to having all that. We have to really build that process. So that's why
right.
I do call it the Reiki Eye to help you understand. Some people call it the Shishunda channel, the Kundalini channel. I just call it the Radiant Light channel. And so I really help build that practice for you to give you that solid foundation so you can stop really realizing. You know, we were talking about earlier, before we hit record, the Chiron energy in the world right now. So Chiron is an asteroid they discovered in the 70s, and they really realized, the astrology world really realized, like, this is a really valuable asteroid. And it is the wounded energy part of us. If you look up what the little glyph is for Chiron, it's very similar to the handicap signs. And if you look at when all those handicap signs started coming out and we started putting more awareness into disabilities and all, it was about the same time. So Chiron has been in this pattern for many of us. Of course, it always depends on your charts, but Chiron has been in this pattern of that victim energy. And now it's actually starting to release and move, but it's up to us. It's up to me to say, okay, I don't want this anymore. This is an old victim energy. Right? It's kind of like what I was saying with my brother. I could have chosen to say, no, I don't accept your apology. I'm going to carry this on forever. No, that's not what I want. I want to work with the energy. I want to let it go. I don't even want to get into the who did what. I just want to move forward.
Right.
I want to break the pattern and bring my family back together. And so that's letting go of that victim energy. And it is in the universe right now. So it's up to us, coming back to what you said, it's up to us to do that work, right? And so these are the steps that can help you really start to feel that and really start to build it. Because the other part of that is creating new neural pathways. That's the science. And that's what energy work can do, right? Through all the tools and techniques, energy work will create those new neural pathways. Science has proven it. Science has proven it. And the energy work, the spiritual work, like we know, you and I know, we know it works, but now science is proving it. But again, it's up to us to continue working with the new pathways. So for me, in my example, I continue working with, I'm not a victim to this anymore. No, this is old energy. Thank you for showing up. Now I choose to be free. I choose to love more, love me more. This victim energy keeps us from loving ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, before we wrap up, I'm going to leave everything in the show notes, but I want people to be able to find you. And you have a class coming up, and when can they kind of tune in and then get some more information?
So the master class is on March 6th. So we'll put a link to that. You can sign up. There's no charge. And it's a good way. You'll learn a little bit, you'll experience a little bit, and then you'll learn about the Radiant Light class, which starts on March 20th, right as spring opens up. You'll find all that information. You can find me on Instagram at Terri Ann Hyman or on my website, terrianhyman.com, which has all the information there. And we can put the links in there as well. And I also always offer a discovery call, you know. I think I call it right now. I change the name of it all the time, depending on which coach you're working with, right? But it's I think it's called like a spiritual makeover breakthrough call or something.
Oh, I
And it's
like
just a
that.
complimentary call. Let's talk, get to know me. Because part of it,
Right.
you're gonna be talking with me, get to know me, and maybe we are a mix and a fit, and maybe we're not. But that's what I want to work with people that want to do the work, that want to learn and work, and that we can work together, right? So I think it's important to create that connection first. Which is really the intention. Not only will you learn something in the master class, but yeah, this is how I teach. This is who I am. And I'm pretty vulnerable in how I teach because yeah, I've been around this earth for a while now. Doing this work for over two decades, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely. I love that you do that though, because people have to connect with the person to some on some level and hear your voice and before just signing up for something. And also, I will put the show notes, but Terri has an amazing podcast, The Empowered Spirit Show, and she also does weekly forecasts or energy forecasts. So I'll leave all that information, and I can go on and on and on and talk to you, but I think this is, again, every time you birth something into the world and it's so authentic based on what's going on with you, being vulnerable and always sharing with your listeners and the community at large, and then also really matching it and having next steps and having growth, right? And have you been your evolution and how you teach and how you change, and then sharing that out. So it's really a beautiful thing. And that's why I'm always so grateful to, well, to have you in my life and you be my teacher and my friend and have you back on the podcast, because there's so many people listening that are looking for this and that their soul's calling it. It is a soul calling. And I love that.
I think all of
Yeah.
our souls right now are calling
Yeah.
us
Yeah.
really understand, and we are moving and changing. And we're working with that whole divine feminine. There's also the divine masculine coming in too, that we need to really find that balance. And the universe teaches us. And so we are ever, growing and evolving, and that we can. And part of it is that it does take some training. It does. And you can train it. Yeah, your ability to go into your spirit, the ability to understand the soul's journey, even what's the difference between the spirit and the soul, right? Many people ask that question. But really understanding you can work with your energy body just like you can work with your mind, just like you can work with your emotions, just like you can work with the physical body. And many people often overlook it. Yeah,
Yeah,
but that is
yeah.
shifting too.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure to speak with you. And again, I'll leave all the information below. Until we meet again, Terry, always. Thank you so much. Many blessings. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you, my dear.